Grab a seat. It is another edition of the Pit Stop here, presented by Pittsburgh Sports Now. I am Mike Osti. That's Mike Fokovacan. It's been a while since we did one of these. Life got in the way, but a lot has happened in the sports world since we last talked to you, and we're going to hit on some major news developments that will impact and are impacting the Pitt football program. It's been a season less desired than maybe what they wanted to rebound off the ACC title year, and that's on and off the field now, and that certainly extends to a four-star commit, basically saying he's no longer coming to Pitt, decommitting, after at one point saying he was going to come early. What that'll mean, we'll touch on Mike's commentary about Keaton Slovis and what that should mean for the program, and if they should want him back, if he should be the starter next year, all that and so much more. So, Mike, first off, it's been a minute. How have you been? We've been in touch, obviously, but yeah. For the people.
Busy. This is my time of the year. I'm excited. I'm not sure college teams are excited, but this is the busy time for recruiting, transfers, all that stuff. So we're ready to go. Get ready for the holidays next Thursday. Get ready to eat some turkey. So we're all good.
Yeah. My favorite holiday, as you know, the GOAT of holidays, the greatest holiday of all time. Thanksgiving's coming up. It's about food, family, and football. So we're going to talk some football here on the Pit Stop. And of course, Nittany Sports Now, WV Sports Now, and Pittsburgh Sports Now in no order. It is that time of year as we wind down some regular seasons, maybe less than desired for those programs and those fans, but it is all about the future now, all about recruiting. So go to those sites. A lot of action will be there even as these seasons close. But Mike, since we are about to get into food, family, and football and have that be tis the season, let's talk some football and let's get it started with four-star quarterback committed to Pitt. Said he was going to actually enroll early. He told Pittsburgh Sports Now he was going to enroll early just a week or so ago. He now decommits from Pitt. This is a four-star quarterback from Tennessee, Kenny Minchie. Number one, your surprise factor on this news based on what you learned even a week earlier, and then what this could mean to the program in terms of this year and even beyond, just the vibe that it sends for this year. I know our Carl Ludwig touched on kind of is the culmination of this not being the season that Pitt wanted to kind of set the tone that last year was not an aberration. Obviously had some upset losses. They're not going to win the Coastal. They're not going to win the ACC again. You see this for the future, question marks around Slovis. But even beyond that, question now at that position with Minchie choosing to decommit and what that maybe could mean to a recruiting class in general.
Well, as far as the surprise level, that's a tough one because I'm never surprised because in today's
– That's fair.
Over the last few years, things have just gotten out of hand. And it's not a that's the biggest thing is this is not a criticism when this happens to anyone. When this happens to West Virginia, it happens to Penn. Yeah. It happens to every program. This is not an indictment, I don't believe, of the Pitt program. And no one should be getting mad at Kenny Minchie for – making this decision.
Yeah, 100%.
He did tell me that a couple weeks ago, this is the time of the year I start to reach out to guys because I know signing period is less than a month away. Are you going to enroll early? You still everything's still good? And obviously he's the first guy I reached out to, and he told me, he was going to enroll early, would be here in January. Everything's good. 2 weeks later, not so good. I'm not going to pretend to know what happened.
Yeah, right.
He's not – obviously, I've reached out to him plenty of times since his decision of a few days ago. He's staying low. He's not talking. That's his right. So it just leaves us to guess. I know the general perception from Pitt fans is that this is all because of Frank Cignetti and the boring style offense that they had this year.
We've talked about that, yeah.
You know, run. And quarterback is not going to, be keen on playing in something like that. I don't know that we can jump into that conclusion. Obviously, people are going to say that. But, you know, at the time that he told me he was committing.
Same offense.
Coming early, it was the same offense.
Yeah. Now, granted, you are media. We are media.
Yeah,
so if we ask a kid, even if at the time he didn't want to decide to stay, he's not going to tell you and be honest.
Right, exactly.
So you just don't know.
if I had a guess, I'm just going to say it's, you know, it's pretty simple. It's Notre Dame. It begins and ends there. Marcus Freeman is a tremendous recruiter. Notre Dame is Notre Dame. And when any recruit, I don't care if he's committed to Alabama, U.S., whoever,
right,
if you're committed to one of those programs and Notre Dame's offers you, you're going to think about it. You know, why wouldn't you? And unfortunately for Pitt, he thought about it a lot and he's going to go there. So I know it's gloom and doom for Pitt fans, but crap happens. They got to move on. I'm sure they are moving on. Now it's a matter of, you know, how they go about trying to recruit that position for next year, is in terms of in what route do they want to go, via transfer or try to sign a high school kid?
Yeah, and obviously they brought in Keaton Slovis this year from the transfer portal to kind of rebound and take over for Kenny Pickett, who had to leave. His eligibility was over after a Heisman candidacy of a season and a phenomenal cap of his career. Hasn't really worked out the way many would have thought, but at the time, it's all you know, rear-view mirror type of stuff we talked about before. At the time of the move of bringing in Slovis, pretty much everybody, fans and media, were on board. Pretty much everybody thought that that was the right decision at that time to continue on and not have a dip. And everybody thought that was going to work out. It has not worked out to what Pitt fans wanted it to work out. But who knows what's going to happen? And this is a system now, and this is a situation in college sports that you can quickly fix a problem as well as have a problem quickly arise. So we don't know what happened here, but I think the Notre Dame point is where you hit the nail on the head there. People just look on, well, they lost to Marshall. They're really no better than Pitt. I know they got back in the ranking, but they're overrated and they haven't won in so long and et cetera. When it's Notre Dame, none of that matters. This is Notre Dame.
Yeah.
And part of the issue why they haven't maybe got to where their fans want them to be in so long, to be fair to Notre Dame, and even to be fair to Kelly when he was there and now what he's doing at LSU, it is harder to coach and win big at Notre Dame than, say, even Alabama, because they have a tighter bar in terms of who they will let be in there. If you are a great athlete, but you don't have the grades and they think you're not going to get it done in the classes, they're not going to let you come aboard, even if you would help them on the field. They do have a tighter bar recruiting-wise. So if this kid is being recruited and they want him there and they feel like he can do it in the classroom, on the field, and he's a Notre Dame kid, then yeah, it's going to be hard to turn that down. Because also imagine this, if you're the quarterback that brings Notre Dame back to glory, you're in movies for 50 years. I mean, really? Yeah. So like it is a different level. You're going to be on national TV every week. It's a brand. It's something that you're competing with that's beyond even the football field.
This is not a slap at Pitt, and people have to that's the first reaction of fans, and I get it, is criticize Narduzzi, criticize Cignetti or something. It goes beyond them.
Yeah, same thing could have happened if this was last year when Pitt was riding high and Notre Dame called.
It goes beyond that, and people have to, as hard as it is, they have to put aside their allegiance to Pitt and just look at big picture. You know, you get that Notre Dame degree. It's everything. It's everything. And could Pitt's performance this year offensively, could that have played maybe a little bit of a role? Probably. But I would lay money, and I'm
it's not like Notre Dame is putting points on the board that much. Right, their offense is struggling.
Tommy Reese, their offensive coordinator, they had troubles with their quarterback this year. And now they're putting it together late in the season here. But, they haven't performed at peak level all year. But
not at all.
It is what it is, and Pitt'll rebound. And like I said, the curious thing to do is to see is what is going to happen with the position.
That's what I was gonna go to then. So what do you think is going to happen at the position? What do you want to happen at the position? I know you wrote a commentary involving Slovis and the future of him at Pitt and what should happen there. It's a polarizing topic now, but what do you think should happen at the position? What do you think is going to actually happen to the position? They're not always the same thing.
Yeah. the one thing Pitt shouldn't do is it's pretty late in the season. You know, we're in mid-November. They don't want to take in a quarterback. They don't want to be desperate. If they're not sure on a kid, you don't want to offer some 23 kid that you think is going to be good or could fit their system. I realize they thought they had Minchie, so they quit recruiting the position. Now I'm sure Cignetti and Jonathan DiBiasso, their assistant quarterback coach, I'm sure they're out scouring tape, looking at some guys maybe that are committed to situations that maybe they can flip a guy or maybe some uncommitted kids.
Yeah.
But if they're not sure about a kid, go to the transfer portal and bring in.
That's why it's there.
Yeah. But the hard thing for them, though, Mike, is they don't know right now which quarterbacks, how many guys they might have to get, because everyone on the roster could leave if they want. Nate Yarnell is supposed to be back, but if he's not happy, and once again, I'm not saying he's not happy, but kids transfer all over the place. If he
doesn't have
the field, he might just say, you know what, I want to maybe go back to Texas and to a school where I'm going to get on the field.
We saw transfers in March before the summer. We saw transfers in April, and then sometimes kids have to transfer because they lose a starting job. Look at Jared Daigie. He was transferring every 2 weeks, it appeared, last year, because you lose a job, you have to go somewhere else, you divorce from this relationship with WVU. So and that there always are quarterbacks that are going to be out there that have those situations where they lose a job that maybe they're still good enough to help you. Maybe it would still be better than bringing in a high school kid. But it is a little bit of a mind, you know what, a mind F, just for the fact that, as you mentioned it, they thought they had Minchie. They stopped recruiting the quarterback position for two reasons. Number one, they were sold on him as a four-star. And number two, how could you – because people could say, well, you needed a safety net. That'll be a criticism. You needed somebody else. Like, certain programs have had two or three quarterbacks that are currently out of their 20 players that are committed, and all of them are three or four stars. It's easier said than done, because imagine going into a kid's living room and saying, we'd love for you to come to Pitt and have a chance to play QB at us. And then the family, maybe they know, maybe they don't, will say, well, you have a four-star recruit who's going to be aboard next year. How is my kid going to play? What, are you going to lie? Like, so it's very hard to do it then.
Yeah, and they also don't know what's going to go on with Nick Patty. He has the option because of the COVID year to come back next year. But, you know, he might not be happy with what happened this year and, you know, wants to play maybe like Ben DiNucci did. He wasn't going to get on the field, so he left. He went to James Madison, and, you know, he got a shot in the NFL because
got NFL Patty, money out of it. Yep.
Yeah, Nick Patty might do the same thing. The position is up for it's nobody knows what's going to happen with anything. The only thing I'm sure, though, is that they're going to bring in a transfer quarterback. It's just a matter of how many. I think once they get word from Slovis, Patty, and Yarnell on what their intentions are for 23, you know, that'll be the guide for the coaching staff in terms of how many guys, you know, they go out and try to transfer or to try to bring in. Obviously, I think the key, I don't know this, I'm assuming Pat Narduzzi and the staff want Keaton Slovis to return for 23.
I would assume so. I do want to ask you, though, because I know that you are in that Slovis camp, and I think I would agree that that seems to be the best option, certainly with his pedigree, and he hasn't fully been healthy this year as well, and it's a new offense to learn, new receivers to learn. I think all of that's very, very underrated. Even though you can add a player real quick with the transfer portal these days, it's easier said than done that you're just going to pluck them there and have great success. The funny thing is, Mike, the offseason was all about, even regionally, all of these former top flight, top-rated QBs coming aboard Pitt, West Virginia, et cetera. That was the whole backyard brawl preview. Both of them, it didn't work out. It's not working out. They may have to transfer again. Those schools may not want them back. Major question marks around those guys. And it doesn't necessarily mean that they suck, because you see that in replies. Well, this guy sucks. Why even bring him aboard? Nobody thought these guys sucked months ago, and I'm not even saying they suck now. It's harder than people realize to get to a program in May, learn the receivers, learn the system, learn the culture, and all of a sudden be killing it on the field a couple months later, no matter how good you are. But I do want to ask you about the Patty camp, because obviously he didn't get the start this year. Obviously he has been there a very long time now. It feels like forever. He has been a loyal soldier under Pickett. didn't transfer after Pickett was gone, and they brought in Slovis. Many thought you give him the keys. Nope, they bring in Slovis. He loses the job there. Narduzzi said it was a legitimate battle, and Patty did really, really well. Some believe that might have been, you know, kind of just fool's gold to be nice, and it was always going to be Slovis. You figure that when you bring a transfer in. Still hasn't been Patty's team, even with injuries. He has got in at times. There are a lot of people around this program that even going back 2 years ago, even going to the bowl game, once they knew Pickett wasn't going to play in that, in the Peach Bowl, that Patty could do it. And literally, I would hear even from former players, Patty's a dog. That was the exact terminology. He has that dog in him. He does have that real grittiness that people like. What are your thoughts on Patty? If he would be the starter, what chances do you think him coming back are, and what that team would look like with Patty, just to give the Patty camp a little bit of time here? Because it feels like a lot of the conversation does lean what Slovis is going to do. They probably do want him back. Probably he'll come back, but maybe it's best for him not to come back. But if not Slovis, then they'll go back to the portal, or you'll go back to see what happens recruiting for the future. And for some reason, despite so many people liking Patty in a way, and even Narduzzi saying a lot of positive things about Patty, this is now 3 or 4 years that it's never really working out for that to be enough to get Patty playing time and to be the guy, even when the position is in doubt. So you have to wonder why that's the case then.
Yeah, I just don't see a future here with, I think he's a good program guy. I think he's a good, and this is no disrespect for him, because I know there'll be comments.
Like, why would he be back then?
Yeah, I've done this before in the past, and, some people misconstrued what I've said. I'm not saying Nick Patty isn't a college quarterback. Right. I just don't think he's a guy that you're going to win with over a long haul with him. Okay. I think he's a good backup. I think he served his role well here when he was called on at times to come in and play for over the last few years.
Is he more a group of five quarterback, maybe, rather than at a mid-level?
Exactly. Or maybe Matt. I think that would be the best route for him.
So why is he keep coming back to be a backup? I don't understand.
I don't know. Some guys like it. Maybe he thought he had the chance this year, legitimately had the chance.
Maybe he thought too that, late yeah.
Yeah, and if he comes back this year, then I would really question things.
Right. Because having the dog in you means you want to play and you're a gamer. I don't get it then. I don't know him personally. I'm sure he wants to be out there. But
I think Pitt will move on. Pitt will move on. And like I said, Keaton Slovis, somebody asked me, I wrote a commentary today saying that Pitt has to do everything they can to get Slovis to return next year.
Okay.
If they have a chance to be competitive next year and to win. Yeah. There's a lot of factors in that. And one guy commented to me, I said, there's some things I like what I saw out of Keaton Slovis. And, somebody commented back, what was that? The physical traits, I see them in Keaton Slovis.
There are things.
I think his problem this year was his head. I think he had no confidence. I think
isn't that weird?
Bad. Yeah, the guy can make throws. I could pick out tons of throws that the guy made. His problem is belief in himself. Things go bad. When he got back from that concussion, he didn't look like the same player. He didn't believe in his throws. Yeah. All that can be corrected, I think. If you don't have the physical skills, that's totally different then, because you're not going to be getting them when you're a senior in college.
Does he work in the Cignetti offense? Because that's also been something that a lot of fans bring up. I know that you could bring up mental, and he did have to go through an injury this year, and maybe that did knock his confidence that the season's gone worse than he would have thought. But if you look before the season, going into the Back Air Brawl in particular, he was out there in video saying F West Virginia. He seemed really into it to be the leader of this team. Yeah. And then you get a week or two in, and it did feel like a little different vibe from him, where he was just, this isn't working out very quickly, and then it unraveled. But is it also possible that this system isn't really meant for him?
Well, I think it's also possible. I think, I don't know that Frank Cignetti at all times put him in the best position to succeed as far as what his strengths are. And I think as a coordinator, if you see Izzy Abanikanda back there, who I think has been the best running back in college football this year, if not, he's one of the top.
Yeah, three. I mean, he's carried them in certain games. I imagine where they'd be without
if you're an offensive coordinator, you'd be crazy not to say, you know, I got this guy back here. He's going to be a draft pick now because of what we did for him this year.
Yeah.
Why would I not give him the – so, but I also think it's a combination of Frank Cignetti not having total faith in letting Slovis rip the ball because of what he saw. I think everything played into it. And I think a whole offseason of those guys working again together instead of coming in late as a transfer, I think him being here, I think it could do worlds of good for everybody. And I think it would be best for everybody. But I'm sure Slovis is also going to look at the fact of who's going to return also. Is Jared Wayne? Jared Wayne has a, an option to come back next season, Pitt's best receiver. I think you know, I think there's a chance he does. Does Gavin Bartholomew, which I think could be the one of the biggest storylines of the offseason with the way he was not used this season, you know, is he pissed off and – want to go to a program where he's going to get the ball more. Because I thought if there was one legitimate criticism of Frank Cignetti this year, I have no idea why they completely abandoned the tight end, throwing to the tight end. Bartholomew is unbelievably talented. But
a lot of people thought they were like Pat Bostic, for example. Yeah. He came on this show and thought two tight end sets. He thought the tight ends were really going to be involved this year. And he obviously knows he was there in camp. He knows the program very, very well. And that just wasn't the case.
Yeah, for whatever reason, it didn't happen. I don't know why. And I think all of that is Izzy. Would he come back? I think all some of those could play into Slovis's decision. Is he going to be with a team that's going to be full of you know, freshman receivers, and you know, it could be the same old thing as far as not having, you know,
or if he goes somewhere else, though, does he have to learn a whole new thing again?
It's right, exactly.
There's the only chance would be if somehow Graham Harrell's going somewhere else and he goes with them. Obviously, they know each other, but outside of that, unless he has a coordinator go somewhere that he can follow,
I think his best option would be to come back. And I
think so, honestly, I think
he's going to come back. Yeah. I don't obviously know anything inside, but I just think that this is his best option to come back. I think he's a smart kid.
I do think
he's going to, I think he's going to put all those factors together. You know, I think the coaching staff is going to, you know, sell him on a good plan that they'll have in the off season for, you know, trying to fix this thing. And, because obviously his goal is to hopefully get looked at by the NFL or play some football, wherever it is in the offseason. And he's not going to get that after what he did this year. So his only option is to, you know, put better film on tape. And I think he can do that at Pitt.
Yeah, Mike Fakovic and Mike Osti, It's the Pit Stop. You can find us everywhere you get your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, TuneIn, et cetera, as well as our channels here on Pittsburgh Sports. Now, as we round things out here, now we're talking Slovis and what his future may be. And I do actually agree him coming back, I think, would be the best thing for him. I think they could also sell him on Keaton clearly worse than this. It's not your fault. It's also our fault. Let's all get together. Let's try to have a season and actually work this out, because it is hard to 2.5 months put this all together. It was a new coordinator. Everything was new. You were new. He committed to Pitt and was transferring to Pitt. Jordan Addison was still there. And then Jordan Addison goes, and he's not going to change his mind again already at that point in the spring. So again, a lot of things happened that I don't know if this was the season that Keaton Slovis expected at all either, but I don't think he should get so down on himself that he gets himself into another situation that he doesn't know again. And then it's basically starting from scratch again. Because let's face it too, I know all these fans, and it makes sense. You're caring, number one, about what happens to the program. I mean, we hear that all the time. Well, let's start here if you're no longer bowl eligible, et cetera. Because you care about the program. These transfer QBs that are coming to a school with 1 year left or 2 years left, they've already been other places for 3 or 4 years, either they've been hurt or they want to try something out new, they're trying to beef their stock up. They obviously want to win when they're there, but it's about trying to beef their stock up for their individual play. And there's nothing to hate about it. That's just the case. I mean, that's just the case. That's just the reality of the situation. Hopefully it'll work out for you as well.
But one other thing that I want to bring up, Mike, is
go ahead.
When Pitt's looking at this and the fans should look at this, I know they have, you know, thoughts of what's happening this season.
Yeah, it's not the year anybody wanted, and you're going to see it again now from rival fans because you had
we're not going to win with this guy, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And, you know, they got the taste of winning in this season, you know, although the fact they could still finish with 9 wins, which isn't terrible. It's not what they expected. It's crazy to think 9 wins. That's not what you expect. But
right.
Next year, they need, and this is what I think is big, is the fact that if they think that with the schedule they have next year, if they want to put Nate Yarnell in there, who's started one game in his career, or once again, try the transfer route of having a guy learn a system, and you have to play next year at West Virginia, at Notre Dame, Cincinnati, at Wake Forest, North Carolina.
Harder schedule than this year, and this year wasn't easy.
That's a hard-ass schedule next year.
Yeah.
And I want a guy, if I'm the coach, I don't care what he did last year. I want a guy with experience. Yeah. I'm not having a guy that I don't know or very little experience go into some of those venues because you could be going from a 9 possibly win season, you know, to a trying to fight for bowl eligibility, which
would
be. So I think that comes in too. They need a guy that knows what he's doing because whoever set up that schedule did the coaches no favors next year.
No, and that sometimes is what happened, but yeah, that is an issue when you have all the games on the road. Like, for example, Pitt started off this season, tough games, the Brawl, and then Tennessee right away, but those are both at home. You mentioned it. They're going on the road, so even if you think you're a better team, you know how it goes in college sports. That road atmosphere can swing a game. So, and you a quarterback maybe never dealt with it, you're not going to be able to really hear what's going on when you're in Morgantown or you're at Notre Dame. Knowing the system, having a coordinator that you're familiar with, that you know what, okay, if everything goes awry and you're in your third or fourth option and it's a tough place to play, this is what I want you to do. You already know that. You don't have to just guess. And you have some chemistry with some guys that you hope are still there. And you've all experienced big games. Slovis has experienced now a big game at Pitt as well as prior. You don't know the level of somebody else you're bringing in. Certainly a young kid, if he hasn't played and you're playing a freshman or something like that. I mean, even if she was coming aboard, maybe this in retrospect would actually be better, certainly for next year and even the year after, having the season with Slovis and what happened with Minshew. Obviously, it hurts the future of the program. I do want to ask you, though, because this obviously is a thing that always fans immediately jump to. When you see a 4-star kid decommit from a program, fans are immediately going to think, oh man, I got to refresh Pittsburgh Sports Now and all these outlets all day because this means other 3-4-star kids are also going to decommit. We know what happens on Twitter, social media. You see it when you have a 4-star kid there and a few even. When you have 3-plus-star kids, they're all liking each other's tweets. They're getting together. Clearly, there's a camaraderie of athletes who want to come aboard together. So if you lose one, does that mean you're going to lose the other? What does losing Minshew and having him no longer really leading the way for the next era of Pitt football and going to Notre Dame instead, what does that mean for you in terms of the recruiting class, how that could impact other solid recruits and other commits in terms of their interest in either choosing to come to Pitt or potentially also decommitting from Pitt? What does that do? Because they all may come together and having a guy like Minshew may help you get other players, but it also fans are going to think could hurt you if you lose the diamond in the rough that starts the whole thing.
Well, Carl and I have been contacting kids in their 23 recruiting class. And for the most part, and once again, after, you know, what happened a couple of weeks ago, you have to, you know,
take it with a grain of salt for sure.
Right. You know, they could be peeing down my back and telling me it's raining.
But I'm sure it happens. Yes.
Yeah. For the most part, everyone seems set on Pitt. I will say, I'm not going to give out names, but I actually was on the phone with one of them, the commits that didn't know about Minshew decommitting. And I broke the news to him, and he had a very interesting reaction. And said that he wanted a couple of days to digest things, but that this could definitely impact his recruiting. He said he didn't want to say anything. He wanted to think about it, but his reaction was whoa. He gave me the whoa. I was, so he, and as I was talking with him, he got a text message from Kenny Minchie as I was on the phone with him.
Did he tell you what that said? I'm not, if you don't want to release.
No, I didn't ask him. They were going to continue to talk. So I don't know what's going to happen, but
you can also have a player who's a four-star choose to decommit and try to bring these other kids with them. That could
I would think that for the most part, maybe the offensive linemen and the defensive guys could be safe at Pitt. However, you know, I'd keep an eye out for receivers, skill position players, tight ends that we're hoping to be, you know, getting the rock from him. So we'll see what happens. If I had to lay a wager, I would say that, you know, probably one or two guys might decommit from the class. Mm-hmm. You know, and they might give a different reason, but obviously Minchie will play, his decision could have played a role in it, but we will see. I'm going to try to get a hold of these, the kid that specifically that I was on the phone with, trying to get him to talk on the record, but it'll no doubt, but you know, assistants are going to be out doing what they can to try to bring in more talent, because they're probably going to anticipate some guys dropping. But the key is, Mike, what are they? Are they going to try to go out and get a 23? And that's the biggest thing that, you know, we're trying to follow. We're trying to get
quarterback
on. Are they going to try to replace it with another guy, or just skip it for a year and go to 24? But usually it's not a good thing for a program to skip a year.
Yeah.
Taking a quarterback in a recruiting class. That doesn't happen very often. I think Pitt did it a couple years ago. I don't think they'd want to do it again, but this is different circumstances. So we'll see what happens, but be interesting next couple weeks.
Yeah, to say the least. Tons of reason to go to Pittsburgh Sports Now and all of our Sports Now sites on the college side, because a lot of this is going to be going on in the next few weeks. But and there's a lot of news on PSN and other outlets, and at least Pitt does have stability at head coach, stability at AD, stability at the program. People are going to bring up Cignetti, but I'd imagine he's coming back, right? You don't think that Cignetti's job's on the line?
I wouldn't think so. I don't think there's any reason to – I think all that does is create more.
It's not positive. No, you don't want to create instability when you got it.
I've always stated I'm just not a big fan of firing a guy unless it's for obvious reasons, unless he's had a ton
especially
of time.
Especially 1 year in.
Or if he's done something off the field that deserves firing. But if they believed in him last year at this time, I don't know that a year is enough to say, I don't believe in the guy again. He should be back, but he should be, you know, they should go over their philosophy maybe and try to improve that.
Yeah.
No,
right. And I'd imagine
he, that.
Right. I'd imagine he certainly is willing to do that. If not, maybe then you have to make a decision. And who knows, behind the door meetings with Caden Slovis, if he would say, hey, I want to come back, but I don't want to be under this guy. I mean, you just don't know. I mean, that could be a thing. They may have to pick between Slovis and Cignetti, and then I would probably pick Slovis. But you just don't know. Maybe that's a whole nother debate. But, a lot of this will unravel here in the coming weeks. And, again, Pittsburgh Sports Now is where to go for that news. And the world is not going to come to an end. It is not the end of the world. You got to expect these things to occur, because no one's really – you may think a player is locked in somewhere, no matter how
vocal
they are. Nobody's ever locked in anywhere.
Nobody.
But again, as coaches have learned, even the most resistant to the portal when it first opened up, you can quickly fix something that also became a problem because of the portal. So the portal does create an opportunity to fix. But as you mentioned too, you don't want to just hand out offers and scholarships for nothing. So maybe if they're not – if they don't really like a QB and they are totally – if Slovis is coming back – or they like a transfer or whatever, and they don't love anybody else in high school
load up on 24 and get two quarterbacks in 24 or something.
Because you don't want to have a guy sitting there for several years who just, you know, is going to transfer. You're never going to do anything with, you don't really like that. That's not good either.
Trust me, there'll be plenty of, options in the off season for Pitt and all the other programs in college football to choose from in terms of position. It's a shopping spree out there with these kids now, as far as free agency goes. So
It really is free agency. That's what it is. I mean, it really is free agency, pretty much. Yeah, and it pretty much is free agency. And yeah, you can do a lot of things that can fix problems. But to be honest with you, it's a lot more work this time of year than in the past. A lot of decisions, a lot of things to think about.
Crazy.
Yeah, it basically, it's kind of like fantasy college sports a little bit here. But if you make the wrong call, you're going to be in the mess again, as many of these coaches can tell you. So it's easier said than done to try to, you can get real excited about something and then have it not work out and you're back to square one and deciding between positions and everything under the sun. But Pitt does lose a 4-star. He does decommit a Tennessee product there. He's going to be at Notre Dame now. And Notre Dame, of course, they're always going to get kids to be interested regardless of what anyone may think of Notre Dame. That might be more about Notre Dame than Pitt, but Pitt does need to do a lot of work to make sure the 2021 was not an aberration, because now the pressure, you talked about this before, the pressure really will be on next year and the year after that, that if they're both 7-8 win seasons, it's more legitimate of a conversation if you just kind of hit a blip in the radar and if that still isn't who Pitt actually can be. They want to get back to that glory. It can happen again. It certainly can. Will it will be a question, and the work of this offseason will really provide you those answers once you see what that ends up unfolding to be, because then you won't really know those answers until months from then. Mike Fakovic and Mike Ossie, this has been The Pit Stop. Again, you can find us everywhere you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, etc., as well as our YouTube channel and here on Pittsburgh Sports Now. We'll talk to you as soon as we can. Got a lot of news. Definitely hit up Pittsburgh Sports Now, as well as our Sports Now networks, Nittany Sports Now, WV Sports Now, for all of our coverage, all this news. Every time you refresh, you might have something else going on there. And for the greatest holiday of all time, happy Thanksgiving.